Track 1. If you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise.
Have you heard the one about the forester who didn't want to cut down trees? Listen on, as it appears that something strange happens to the people who manage this 40-hectare woodland block in Coed y Brenin Forest Park. Ever since the majestic Douglas firs, which stand proudly in front of you, were planted here in the 1920s, Forestry Commission staff have been making curious decisions that have been frowned upon by their peers, but ultimately have brought pleasure and opportunity to millions of people. Over the course of the next 45 minutes, you'll also hear the tale of flying trees, plus the forester who wanted people to walk in their woods. That may sound strange today, but back in the 1960s, this was no place for the likes of you. But let's start with a Scottish plant collector who lent his name to the tall coniferous trees on the route ahead. David Douglas scoured North America looking for plants, and it's believed he introduced nearly 250 plant species into Britain that ultimately transformed our landscape and the timber industry. However, aged just 35 years old and whilst climbing a volcano in Hawaii, he would have a rather unsavoury and premature death.
Fortunately, poor old David was killed. He was quite a young chap, and he inadvertently fell into a bull trap. The locals had a big pit and straw on top of it, and he unfortunately fell in, and there was a bull in there, and he was gorged to death. A horrible story.
Now follow the yellow waymarkers and look out for the next MP3 post on the trail.
Track 2. Sit back and relax. You're in good company.
Douglas fir is a valuable timber, is a valuable forest tree. And the size of these trees we've got here and the straightness of them, if you look up at them, if you lie on your back and look up at the trees, you'll see they're very, very straight. And they're ideal for making ship's masts. And this was one of the traditional uses of Douglas fir. It's a lovely red colour. It's quite durable as a timber in outside and could be used for cladding houses in the future as a sustainable supply of timber.
So go on, take the weight off your feet and jump on the forest recliner. From this position, you can really admire the forest canopy. It's a shame these trees can't talk, though, as I'm sure they'd have a few tales to tell. However, we're lucky to have local forester Ali Thomas share his own stories about this forest. Enjoy the sights and sounds of the Avon Eden River as you follow the trail towards the King, the Champion, and Post Number 3.
Track 3. The King, the Champion, and the Young Pretenders.
Directly in front of you stands the King, believed to contain the greatest volume of wood here. Just a few yards to your left is the Champion. This one proclaims to be the tallest tree in this forest. Yet neither can rest on their laurels, as the conditions here make for an ideal growing environment, as Ali Thomas reveals.
Because of the precipitation and the warmth of this little microclimate we've got in this little valley, in the Mawddach Valley, they've actually grown very, very well. Because of the dampness, you know, you can get up to about 100 inches of rain over on this forest. And if you look at the moss layer that's underneath here, it's a great medium for seeds. The soil we've got here is quite a nice brown earth, very fertile. And the young trees that you see here are again Douglas fir, so they're actually regenerating themselves very naturally. Now, as foresters, we're helping this process by cutting trees that shade out a lot of the light from the forest floor. Because we're in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the side light that is more important than the down light. So we identify trees that cast shade onto the forest floor. We will then cut a little group, and this will then allow sunlight to fall onto the forest floor to allow the seedlings to shoot off for the light. That includes the broadleaves as well. So we will, in 200-300 years, hopefully have a nice mixture of Douglas fir and oak and birch woodland here.
At approximately 50 metres tall, these babies have a long way to go to be on par with their North American cousins. 600-year-old Douglas firs have been recorded up to 120 metres tall. The all-ability trail ends at this point. You may either return to the car park via the way you came or continue along the main trail following the yellow waymarkers towards the champion. This path has short sections of steeper slopes but remains wide with no steps or stiles. At stop 4, you'll hear about the man who wanted to share his trees with the visiting world.
Track 4. Get off my land.
Before the 1960s, the seasoned forester could happily go about his work cutting down trees and use his trusty horse to extract the valuable timber. The thought of normal folk trampling through pristinely managed woods would have sent shivers down many a spine. And no doubt, when an earlier forester, Reg Wheeler, set out this vision, many of his colleagues must have thought the long, lonely hours had got to him.
They saw forests as basically productive areas for trees and not for recreation purpose. But Reg saw an opportunity to open up the forest. And if you look as you're walking along the present route, just look for little footprints on the trees. They're in white. And these were the original footpaths that Reg put together and that people have enjoyed for years and years.
But had it not been for another equally forward-thinking forester, then we may not have been enjoying these magnificent tall trees today. During the 1970s, these trees were scheduled to be clear-felled, maximising their economic value.
But the district forester here at the time, and also the national park, and a lot of the public, like the cathedral effect of these large trees here. And between them all, the trees were saved, and they weren't felled as part of the normal forestry production. And now this has been saved for us now to manage. And these will be managed now on what we call a non-clear fell system, where we will be taking out a small percentage of the volume every year that is sustainable and will be sustainable for perpetuity.
So when the trees are cut down, what's the best way to get them out? Find out further along the trail at stop 5.
Track 5. The skyline. Health and safety wasn't what it is now.
As a young forest worker, I remember being told to come to the site and to fell trees here for what we call a skyline. Basically, it's a static wire that's elevated at about 15 metres high, and by different sort of pulleys and mechanisms, it will extract timber. And this is an old system, but has gone out of favour because it's quite expensive. But on this particular site, the main road or the public road is in front of you. The skyline was situated on the bottom side of the council road, and the timber was on the top side of the council road. And in the 70s, health and safety wasn't what it is now. And the foresters and us would fell trees without much sort of appreciation for cars passing, and we would extract timber. And there's a story of a timber which was 2 to 3 metres, that's 2 to 3 tonnes, being dragged across the road, and a car sort of just stopping within inches of it. But, you know, OK, nobody was hurt, thank goodness, but it has allowed us to be able to thin this crop and to have it in this cathedral state that you see now. But, yeah, quite fun then.
The trail now heads back towards the car park along the side of the tarmac road. Keep a watch for traffic as you head towards the next stop. You can hear more about Coe de Brenin's rich history on four other trails in the Forest Park. The audio trails were funded by the Rock Trust, a Meirionnydd-based charity, and they are all available to download free.